That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
In just a moment, pre-race ceremonies will begin, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway in Talladega, Alabama, as we get set for the NASCAR Xfinity Series Ag Pro 300.
It will be race number 9 for the Xfinity Series, and it happens here in a 2.66 miles Super Speedway, the Talladega Super Speedway. Glad to have you on board Motor Racing Network with live coverage. Let's take you trackside right now here at Talladega for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise as you're able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Hazel Green High School Navy Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to provide today's invocation, please welcome from First Church Birmingham, Stephanie Arnold.
Loving Creator, we give you thanks for days like today. We remember that you love us deeply, and you call us forward as your people to extend curiosity when we don't understand, kindness when others are harsh, and love to all. Today, God, we ask for the gift of joy and fun to be abundant as we revel in the excitement of race day. We pray for safety for those driving and working on the cars. We pray for safety for those celebrating in the stands and camping out. May we be examples of your compassionate care for others and how we treat and speak to one another, regardless of who wins and regardless of our many differences. May we enjoy this day that you have made and give you great thanks. And together, all God's people said, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Oak Grove High School Band.
Ceremonies wrapping up here at Talladega. Time for the drivers to swing a leg over the window, the race car, and down into the cockpit. It's time to go Xfinity Series racing.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me! My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll. Pass the race car today, pal. Go, boys. Let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Egg Pro 300 from Talladega Super Speedway. Sponsored by Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Drivers inside their race cars getting cinched up with the seat belts right now on an overcast day here in Talladega, Alabama.
We are 2 minutes from taking you trackside for the command. Strategy can come into play, will come into play. Todd Gordon, what do you think? What do you expect?
Well, you see our stages at 25 and 50. We'll see where that plays out and how they play around this. Fuel is more important than tires. I don't know what guys will do there. Be interesting to see how that first one plays out.
Theoretically, though, you can go fuel only and not put a set of tires on a pit stop, correct?
Yes. Yes, you could. And I if somebody's looking to make some track position, maybe end of stage one, you just put enough fuel in it to get to end of stage two. But if you do that, you may bury yourself coming into stage two. So it'll be interesting to see how they play out these two.
We heard a lot from the drivers, Todd, but let's look at it from a crew chief standpoint. Talladega Super Speedway, fun, challenging, nerve-wracking, love it, hate it.
Yes.
All of the above.
Yes, all of the above. It's cool because it is. It's kind of, we look at the speedway races, but they're unique in their own. This one doesn't really need you to handle. It's all about going fast. You've got to be able to take the bumps. We won't see the guys locked together here in the Xfinity Series. That's not legal. But that just means that the run's going to come at you with a bigger hit, and you've got to be able to take that hit and transfer that momentum and energy forward into positions.
At only a tenth of a mile bigger than Daytona, why is handling not an issue here at Talladega?
Great question. And there's a couple things. The banking here is a little bit bigger, and the corner radiuses are longer. So there's a wider racetrack. There's more banking. So you're not at the limit of lateral grip on the car. You're at a point you can kind of just ride around here. So you don't need the front tires to keep turning for you. You can just have the raw speed.
With all of that, let's get the party started. Let's take you downstairs right now. The command to fire engines here at the Talladega Super Speedway.
Talladega, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome AgPro Company's partner and corporate sales manager, Timmy Ayers.
Drivers, start your engines.
engines come to life down on the pit lane when we come back. We're going to meet the starting lineup for today's Ag Pro 300.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introduce the new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting 38th is Mason Massey. The 37th starter is Ryan Ellis. Starting 36th is Josh Balicki. Jeb Burton starts 35th. Jeffrey Earnhardt goes 34th and Leland Honeyman 33rd. The 32nd starter is Jordan Anderson. Starting 31st is Haley Deegan.
Dawson Cram will start 30th this afternoon. Cesar Vaccarella will start 29th. Matt DiBenedetto will start 28th. 27th will be Brennan Poole. Blaine Perkins ready to go from 26th. Kyle Sieg will start 25th. Ryan Sieg will start 24th. Brandon Jones will start 23rd. Starting 22nd, Jeremy Clements. And Parker Retzloff will start 21st.
Starting 20th is Kyle Weatherman. David Starr goes 19th. Shane Van Gisbergen starts 18th. Joey Gase 17th. Justin Allgaier goes from 16th. Sam Mayer starts 15th. A.J. Allmendinger is the 14th starter. Taylor Gray starts 13th. Patrick Emmerling 12th. And Anthony Alfredo 11th.
And now your top 10 starters. Starting 10th, Sheldon Creed. Starting 9th, Josh Williams. Riley Herbst will start 8th. Chandler Smith 7th. Starting 6th, Ryan Truex. Sammy Smith will start 5th. Cole Custer 4th. Parker Kligerman will start 3rd. Front row teammate starting 2nd. Jesse Love starting on the pole. Austin Hill, he did that with a 181.629 mile an hour lap around this 2.66 mile super speedway. Let's take you around it as well. The cars have already moved up onto this high bank super speedway. Let's take you all the way outside turn number 2. Ready to call the action for you this afternoon from Barrie, Vermont. It is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everybody, from high above turn 2 here at Talladega. Turns 1 and 2, the southeastern end of this sprawling complex. As Todd Gordon mentioned, a little bit different than Daytona. A little bit more banking, 33 degrees to Daytona's 31. A little bit longer, a little bit wider, I should say. A bit more room to spread out. And a little more angle on those corners as well. A little more sweeping, although they race somewhat similar. properly for sure. You just put the hammer down and you leave the hammer down for the bulk of the afternoon. We'll cover all the action until they spill out onto the 3-degree Alabama Gang Super Stretch and come to the attention of Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
Thank you, David. Good afternoon, everyone. Dave talks about the draft. We all talk about the draft here at Talladega. Turns 1 and 2 is where you conduct your analysis. Well, over here on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, 4,000 feet from the exit of Turn 2 to the entrance of Turn 3, and this is where you really get an idea of what you're working with as far as drafting help. Can you get help? And if you don't, can you sustain the fall backward to the pack? You will need help to win this race. The question is, when will it come? Who will it come from? And will you have enough of it at the end to get the job done? We'll cover all the action at the end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch this afternoon. When the field races by me and into a nosewind, they will race into the banking of Turn 3 and 4 and be greeted by Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
All right, thanks a lot, Bagman. A lot like Turns 1 and 2, 33 degrees of banking, wide sweeping Turns 3 and 4. The biggest challenge will be here, especially if you're doing green flag pit stops, is blowing down from 180 miles per hour to getting down to pit road speed in that first yellow line commitment. We've seen a lot of challenges for drivers throughout the years of trying to get the car slowed down enough, not spinning the car out, not flat spotting the tires or anything else like that to be able to get those green flag pit stops. So we will have the call here for you coming off of turn number 4, but they'll go back down to the front stretch, and normally at Daytona you would have the start finish line in the middle part. Alex Hayden, Jeff Striegel, tell you what, it's not there.
No, it's not. You got to go past the trioval into the short straightaway towards turn 1 before you get to the start finish line, where the drivers have just gotten the one to go signal before we go green flag racing. Final thought from the pit lane, starting with Steve Post.
Jesse Love, the Sunoco rookie candidate, 5 top 10 finishes. They've been strong. A second place run at Phoenix. He's under the direction of Danny Stockman. Danny Stockman spent 10 years with Richard Childress Racing. In 2020, he moved over to Kyle Busch, and it's been a reunion this year. Danny Stockman back at Richard Childress Racing. Both blue-collar people, Richard Childress, everybody there, Danny Stockman, and they are looking for that first win of the season. Danny Stockman, a great, great crew chief, calling the shots for Jesse Love. To the midsection of pit road, Paul Small.
Celebration for Riley Herbst and the Monster Energy Ford team. Their crew chief, Davin Restivo. His son, Lawson, won his very first feature at Millbridge Speedway on Tuesday night. Riley, the rest of the crew were in attendance, getting a little crew bonding in before today's race here at Talladega. Kim Kuhn?
Well, in this race last year, Sheldon Creed finished runner-up, a place that's become familiar for the driver of the number 18, JGR Toyota, as he has 8 second-place finishes. Still looking for his first Xfinity Series win. Will today be the day? The team tells me they feel really good about the car. They're happy with the gains they've made on their Super Speedway car since Daytona, but he's going to have to drop to the back of the field for the start of today's race for unapproved adjustments. The right rear tire went flat in round 2 of qualifying, and they had to change it. They said, if you have to drop to the rear at any track, it's this track. They think they can move through the field, knife through the field, and get to the front before the end of stage 1.
Sheldon Creed, Taylor Gray, Jeb Burton, the 3 drivers that will drop to the tail for the start. There's your broadcast team, Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, Jason Toy. They're in the turns on pit road. We have Steve Post, Paul Small, and Kim Kuhn. Broadcast booth alongside Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel, championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon, ready to go. And Alex, I think we're all ready to go. Great crowd here today, this afternoon at Talladega.
There absolutely is. Fans are beginning to rise to their feet as the field works behind the pace car coming towards the opening of pit road at the start of the trioval. It will make the hard left-hand turn. Field now in control of the chief starter on top of the flag stand as we get set for the NASCAR Xfinity Series on an overcast day in Alabama to call the start of the Ag Pro 300 for the Motor Racing Network from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's Jeff Striegel.
Race number 9 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Ag Pro 300 Talladega Super Speedway. The green flag is out, and we are racing. Teammates at the front of the field. On the outside, Austin Hill to the inside. That's Jesse Love, 2 by 2. They build speed and head to turn 1.
The pole sitter, Austin Hill, selects the outside lane. He will use that, along with a pretty good shove from Cole Custer, to surge into the lead. He'll drop down now across the nose of his teammate, Jesse Love.
And
And that will leave Cole Custer to race side-by-side with Parker Kligerman. Here's Jesse Love. He wants to make a move already. Hill will move upstairs and block that advance. They are still knotted up two and three wide from third on back off the end of the back straightaway.
Jesse Love up in the outside lane. That gets the attention there of Austin Hill. He'll slide up. Now Cole Custer goes topside all the way to the outside wall. Three wide from fourth on back. It is Cole Custer on the high side bringing the line with him.
In the middle, Jesse is getting no love from any of the other competitors. He's not going to have any drafting help at all and is going to fall back to the fifth, now sixth position. Lap number one is complete. Austin Hill shows the way.
Jesse Love fighting in that middle lane, but he's got no help whatsoever. He's back to sixth, maybe seventh position. Around the outside, Truex. Around the outside, Allmendinger. They're looking downstairs as well on Jesse Love.
And here comes the freight train in the outside lane. Austin Hill has to change lanes. He's going to go up and throw the block on it, but they are rolling right now in the middle. It's a side-by-side battle for second. They're banging corner panels. Sammy Smith, Parker Kligerman got together, but they sorted out.
Sammy Smith holding on to that spot. Worked his way, sticks his nose out of that Chevrolet out in front. Austin Hill trying to draft off the driver's right. It's not going to be for naught, but here comes Sammy Smith. Also, there's Chandler Smith down on the inside.
And here comes the thunder rolling off of turn number four back to the tri-oval. Three wide, seven rows deep. That didn't take long. Riley Herbst in the middle. He's the closest to the front. In fact, he will pull even now with Sammy Smith and Austin Hill.
Extremely aggressive racing. Three wide and Trayden Payne in the early laps here at Talladega. Riley trying to hustle it up the inside lane. That middle groove belongs to Riley Herbst.
Riley Herbst leads the center lane. Austin Hill leads the race in the outside lane. Sammy Smith leads the lane down low. But that lane down low has faded back into what is now a side-by-side battle for fifth.
That battle for fifth further back through the field. A.J. Allmendinger back there. Also back there is Riley Herbst. Three wide for the third spot with Cole Custer stuck in the middle. Down to his left is Sammy Smith. To the top side, it's Parker Kligerman.
But that outside lane, which is being led by Austin Hill, that is where the fast cars are right now and have the lead. His teammate from Richard Childress Racing, Jesse Love, got shuffled out early on. Now is right back on the back bumper of the leader.
Snuggled in on the back bumper of the Austin Hill machine. He's got company at his back door as well as Parker Kligerman rides for the moment comfortably in the third spot.
It was a four-car breakaway for a moment, but here comes Cole Custer up the middle. He'll race side by side with Ryan Truex halfway down the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Now the draft kicks in. Outside line advances. Everyone chasing Austin Hill.
Top three, top four, make it top five. Have broken their way on the outside. Bottom line trying to get regrouped once again. Sammy Smith is down there. Gets a big push down on the bottom side from Chandler Smith again. Makes it even back to the fifth spot, but up front, it continues to be Austin Hill.
You got six cars working to the inside, led by Sammy Smith. Four in the middle, led by Cole Custer. Everybody else on the outside, and that's where the speed is, led by Austin Hill. He'll pull that train back to turn one.
So far, the outside lane seems to be the place where the speed is. That's not unusual in years past here at Talladega, but if history holds, Mike Bagley, those low grooves are going to begin to come in about another 10 laps.
Absolutely. Everybody is right now angled up in the outside line, and shout out to Shane Van Gisbergen, broken his way into the top 10, running seventh, right behind one of these super speedway veterans and Justin Allgaier.
Shane Van Gisbergen with those windy colors on the side of his race car. Up front, though, it continues to be Austin Hill. He leads a freight train of about 10 solid in that single line on the outside. Further back behind Van Gisbergen, also Kyle Weatherman back there just on the back end of the top 10.
Already in the tri-oval are the race leaders in this draft and Todd Gordon. They're beginning, at least the front, eight, nine cars are beginning to migrate to the top. Why is that the preferred line?
Yeah, it's a great question. One that we just see, almost feel like you can run up against the wall, you have protection, you save the right side of the car, you can't get slipped to the right, but it just, you carry the momentum from the banking down the hill on the corner exits, and it makes great momentum.
Right now, they're just logging laps, at least those front-running machines up against the outside retaining wall. They'll run nose-to-tail, Jason Toy, led by Austin Hill.
Yeah, and that line on the outside has grown to about 12 cars, and even dozen working their way on the high side. Further back, side-by-side battle, just outside the top 10, continues to be the Toyota down on the inside with Chandler Smith to the outside of Lane Perkins.
Lane Perkins trying to climb the leaderboard, get all you can here in the opening handful of laps. Six laps now will go up on the scoreboard. That puts us down to just 19 to go here in stage number one. Up front, Dave Mooney, a familiar sight, Austin Hill.
Big Country, Austin Hill at the front of the pack, although we may have to change the nickname to Big Track, Austin Hill. He has dominated Daytona and Talladega, and he's looking good again today.
Yeah, he is in the catbird seat right now as everybody races onto the back straightaway. He's got his teammate in his hip pocket in Jesse Love. Kligerman, Truex, Allmendinger. They are the top five back to the corner.
Everybody settled in, just logging some laps right now on the outside, staying in that single file line. Chandler Smith, he's been a trooper down to the inside, trying to get that line formed up. He does this time with a little bit of help down there. Riley Hirsch is led down. Also, Cole Custer with teammates.
Seven laps are complete. Dave Mooney, I love it. Big track. Austin Hill out front here early at Talladega, leading over his teammate, Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Truex, and A.J. Allmendinger. That is your top five.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by McDonald's, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
Eight down, long way to go, no change. Top five, Austin Hill, Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Truex, and A.J. Allmendinger from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Number four, rolling through the tri-oval on this 2.66 mile Talladega Super Speedway. The field comes thundering by us, headed back to turn one. Hill, Love, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Truex, Chandler Smith. Top five, Todd Gordon, what are you watching so far, 10 laps in?
Well, we saw the line kind of defined up there against the wall, and we're probably 15 deep in that one. I'm really impressed with this group of six cars that keeps wrapping around the bottom. They're up to challenging for second right now.
Making their way down the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. That group is going to be led right on the bottom. Looks like Chandler Smith's going to have the advantage as they go into turn number three.
That catches the attention of Austin Hill, who drops from the top side of the racetrack to the bottom to pick up that draft to cut off the momentum. But it puts Austin Hill out in front. That bottom five right now, stretching it out now with Austin Hill.
Austin Hill from the top to the bottom. Now back to the top because Chandler Smith climbed the banking through the block on Parker Kligerman. That opened things up, and now here comes Cole Custer.
Right on schedule, that bottom lane begins to come to life with about 12 laps on the scoreboard. Cole Custer's going to jump to the bottom. Drafting help from his teammate, Riley Herbst. He'll go side-by-side to the lead.
Austin Hill tried to side draft in turn two, then swung way up the banking and off the corner. Side-by-side for the lead. Custer on the bottom, Hill up top. Hill's got more drafting help, but that is a consistent bunch down low, led by Cole.
Cole Custer with the advantage right now ahead of Riley Hurst. Now Hurst gets a good run, gets back up on the back deck lid. You give him a little push coming off of turn number four. Down on the bottom side, it's Custer. Top side, it's Austin Hill side by side.
Chipping away on the bottom side of the racetrack is Cole Custer. He's got his teammate in Riley Hurst right there on the back deck lid. Ryan Sieg now up to the number three spot in the inside lane after starting towards the tail end of the field. He's on the charge.
Hasn't taken him very long to pull himself into the top 10 and into contention for a spot in the top five. But at the front, they continue to play follow the leader with Austin Hill.
First side-by-side battle is where Cole Custer and that inside line have faded back into that wheel-to-wheel battle. Now for a position outside of the top five. Ryan Truex gets by. Digger, Allmendinger, Custer, and Van Gisbergen are wheel-to-wheel.
And that line on the outside is continuing to pull away. Bottom side of the racetrack, the first three cars are Fords trying to get hooked up. Also in there, we've got other drivers on the bottom side, including Chandler Smith. They continue to fade back.
But again, that outside lane, at least the quickest so far, 13 laps in, led by Austin Hill. He's been out front the whole time. Jesse Love riding right there in his hip pocket. Those are teammates that go one and two back to turn one.
There's been plenty of action out there, but it's all been in the hip pocket of Austin Hill. He's been able to hold sway since the drop of the green flag. No challenges on his back bumper or to his left elbow at the moment.
The most recent challenge he had was when Cole Custer in the inside line about two or three laps ago tried to run, but that outside line momentum and drafting help kicked in. Cole Custer now about to fall out of the top 10 as he continues to race leading the inside lane.
And this is one thing that Austin Hill loves to see up out front, continuing to have an open windshield in front of him. Don't have to worry about or looking to his left or hearing the car noise to his left because he continues to pull away. Now the top 10 pulling away on the outside.
We'll come to the line to complete lap number 14. Steve Post, that gives us 11 laps to go in this stage. What are you hearing on the radio about potential strategies?
Well, at this point, what I'm hearing on the radio is just a lot of spotter traffic as far as that goes. When we talk about the strategies, and you guys have talked about this a little bit, fuel window was somewhere in the 45-lap range. And a couple of the crew chiefs I talked to, I said, do you dare stretch it to lap 50, the end of stage number two? And to a man, they said, nah, it's just not worth the risk. You run out and you've got a big problem. So I think we'll see pit stops for fuel and probably fuel only a lot at the end of stage number one here at lap 25. There may be some tick tires or two tires, but I would expect we would do that and probably some four tire stops at the end of stage two at lap 50.
15 laps complete, 10 laps to go. In stage number one, it's Austin Hill. He's led all 15 to this point. His teammate, Jesse Love, then Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Truex. That is your top five.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes. And family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts. Beer. And barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR Weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Austin Hill, last lap, 185.5 miles an hour. Jesse Love, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, Ryan Truex. They continue to run up front. They continue to run nose to tail. We're closing in on the green and white checkered flag that will bring stage one to a conclusion. Back to the track when we come back from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters.
We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Back to Talladega. Motor Racing Network with live coverage of the Egg Pro 300. Glad you're with us. Austin Hill, race leader. Let's give you a look at the running order presented by Hands Free Skechers Slip-Ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Austin Hill is the race leader. Jesse Love is second. Chandler Smith goes third. Fourth is Parker Kligerman. Fifth is Ryan Truex. A.J. Allmendinger is sixth. Justin Allgaier seventh. Shane Van Gisbergen is eighth. Kyle Weatherman ninth. And Jeremy Clements is tenth.
Brandon Jones right now goes at position number 11 in front of Jeb Burton. He has climbed a leaderboard from the back to 12th. Anthony Alfredo 13th, Blaine Perkins 14th, Taylor Gray 15th, Sheldon Creed, Riley Herbst. Cole Custer is backslid to 18th. Then comes Ryan Sieg and Josh Williams to complete the top 20.
And we'll go ahead and give you the rest of the field in their running order as everybody for the moment settling down before the end of stage number one gets wild. 21st is Jeffrey Earnhardt. 22nd, Parker Retzloff. 23rd is Sam Mayer. Patrick Emmerling is 24th. Matt DiBenedetto is 25th. Joey Gase goes 26th. Brendan Poole is 27th. Sammy Smith, 28th. Kyle Sieg, 29th. And Cesar Baccarella is 30th.
Dawson Cram, 31st. Leland Honeyman is 32nd. Jordan Anderson, 33rd. Josh Palicki, 34th. David Starr, currently 35th. 36th, Ryan Ellis. Mason Massey, 37th. And Haley Deegan, like she told us in the pre-race, was going to run at the tail end of the field. And that is where she is at the moment.
As the field clicks off another lap. Lap number 20 goes on the board. Five to go. Dave, if you want stage points, you better start thinking about it.
185 mile an hour, single file conga line right now, but it ain't going to last much longer, Mike Bagley. They're going to get busy for those stage points.
Points paying window is about to open here in less than five laps. Right now, everybody is in single file formation. The lead draft is one big line of cars led by Austin Hill.
As we get closer and closer to the end of stage one, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, know when to run here, and they're going to buy their time to make that move. Everybody's staying single file to the outside. One driver has poked his nose all the way down to the bottom part of the racetrack, but he's outside the top 20. That's Sam Mayer.
Yeah, that's not going to work, Sam, because nobody is willing to go with you. He's going to lose one, two, maybe more before this ends. He's going to try to tuck in line. Still can't do it. Single file, nose to tail, Austin Hill back in one.
That's the quandary for a driver like Sam Mayer, who's back outside the top 15. It's too early to go, but there's not enough time to go from where you are if you wait too much longer. They still chase Austin Hill.
But up towards the front, when that one driver breaks out of line, we see it all the time. Then the others will follow. It's just too soon. With 3.5 laps to go in this stage, Austin Hill, the Pied Piper of the field so far.
Austin Hill directs them where to go. The top side near the wall is where he is. Jesse Love, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman. Also back there, Ryan Truex. That's your top five in single file off four.
Austin Hill again will lead this lap. He's led all 22 to this point in the race. Everybody else is a follower. Nobody wants to be a follower, at least for the moment. Who's going to be the first to step out of line as we get down to three laps to go in the stage?
Austin Hill has got to feel the crosshairs on the back of his neck right now, but so far nobody willing to jump out of line and be the first man to push the button. They will all follow Austin Hill off turn two.
Quite much discipline, a lot of discipline out of this entire field. Nobody wants to get out of line just yet. Everybody's content to ride where they are. But it's soon to be what we feel will be the Oklahoma land rush for those stage points that await this field.
Calm, cool, collective, all single file all the way through the top 15. Now here we go, bottom side of the racetrack. It's the three Fords that pop out. Make that now also down on the bottom side of the racetrack. One of the drivers slides in there too. They're trying to build that line on the bottom part.
Right now, it is four, now it's five. Here comes Brandon Jones down. He'll be the first car, not anymore. Here comes Justin Allgaier to the bottom. So it's Allgaier leading the inside. inside lane. They've got work to do.
The experienced hand, the little gator, Justin Allgaier, drops down. He'll go all the way to fifth. That's the good news. Bad news, the drafting helps almost there, but they're not quite there yet.
Allgaier trying to get up into a side-by-side battle for fourth. Now they look three wide, disorganized. Here's Klingemann. He'll break ranks from fourth. Throw the block on Allgaier. Now we've got a lane in the middle led by Klingemann. A lane down low with Allgaier as he changes lanes.
Brandon Jones stuck in the middle there. Also Anthony Alfredo. Allgaier slides back up in the middle lane. Klingemann goes up, blocks him middle lane. Up front, battle for the lead. Here goes Jesse Love.
He'll drop to the bottom on his teammate Austin Hill as they come to the tri-oval. To the line, it's going to be Jesse Love on the inside lane that's got the momentum. They have one more lap to go in stage number one. Jesse Love is the new race leader. Parker Klingemann now to the inside.
For the first time this afternoon, Big Country gets kicked off the throne. He is back to second. He may not hold that. Here comes Parker Klingemann to the bottom of the racetrack. Drafting help from Justin Allgaier.
Everybody dicing for position. Now Allgaier is turned. Justin Allgaier spins to the bottom. Oh, and he nails the wall on the inside. Everybody else makes it through as Allgaier gets turned to the bottom of the racetrack and just shellacks the safer barrier on the inside at the exit of turn number two.
Caution flag is out. Window net is down on Justin Allgaier after that vicious hit to the inside retaining wall. Midway down the back straightaway, Mike Bagley, Justin Allgaier up and out of that race car.
Unbelievable. Wow. Allgaier is out of the car. That's the great news, but he is ticked off. That car is demolished in the nose, and it started when he came spinning out of the pack of traffic. Hard to tell if there was contact, but when he got turned, it was quick, and he spun it to the inside, nailed the inside wall. One car collected here at the exit of turn two.
And that will bring us to the green and white checkered flag along with the caution flag. Stage number one is over. Top 10 finishers will earn points. Jesse Love wins the stage. Parker Klingemann second. Austin Hill third. Chandler Smith fourth. A.J. Allmendinger fifth. Ryan Truex was sixth. Shane Van Gisbergen seventh. Brandon Jones eighth. Kyle Weatherman ninth. And Jeremy Clements tenth.
That look at the top 10 to complete stage one presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Stage one done for Jesse Love. It's his fourth stage win of the season, and that's more than anybody else. Jesse Love picking up the green and white checkered flag, and he'll be the driver if he elects to come to pit road shortly that will lead the field there, and we'll cover it for you when we come back. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
To Talladega, as we work under the caution flag, stage one is done. Again, Justin Allgaier with that vicious hit to the inside of the retaining wall quickly climbed out of that. He had made a comment that Kim Kuhn was listening to as a the spotter communication, like our pit road reporters always do. And the comment was, I think I'm on fire. I'm bailing out of this car. The good news is, after the hit, that he was capable of dropping the window net and getting out under his own power.
Yeah, that was just a sledgehammer shot to the inside safer barrier. And yes, they do have safer barriers on the inside wall here. And thankfully they do, because that was a monster hit.
And that's why they do, for sure. Pit road is open. Green light is on. Now, who elects to come to pit road? We're about to find out. And so we can determine that it looks like all of the leaders are going to come to pit road. Here comes Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Paul Small. We'll start with you.
Austin Hill pulling into the attention of his crew. Looks like right side tires going on. Ryan Zeke pulling in. He's going to go for right side tires as well. They're going to swap over. Two tires only for Austin Hill. He's headed down pit road. Steve Post.
Jesse Love says the car is just a little bit edgy off from turn number two and in the tri-oval. Going to be just two tires, chassis adjustments, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Josh Palicki wins the race off pit road. There goes Jesse Love and Austin Hill. Also out on the racetrack, Ryan Truex and Chandler Smith. Other cars down here, A.J. Allmendinger, he is just a little bit tight, and one of that car freed up. Shane Van Gisbergen, they made some chassis adjustments on his Chevy Camaro back on the speedway. Here is Sammy Smith going to go four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Pit stops into stage number one, lap number 27.
Not a good stop for Parker Kligerman. He makes a mistake and drives through the pit box. They had to put the car in reverse and back him up the full length of a whole pit box, so he lost a ton of track position.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner. For cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway. Under caution, Justin Allgaier hit the inside wall off turn number two, right as we were coming around to end stage number one. So stage one in the books, pit stop opportunities have taken place for these teams down there. A couple of mistakes by a couple of teams and drivers, but for the most part, we're ready to line him back up and get ready to go back under the green flag.
Kim Kuhn weigh in on this one. Sam Mayer, a relatively slow stop, but you can explain why.
Yeah, they had a longer stop, but there was no issues. The crew did everything right. They just had to make some significant adjustments on that Chevy of Sam Mayer. It was way too loose, so they had to tighten it up for Sam Mayer for this next stage.
Sam Mayer is a driver who got off to an awful start here in the 2024 campaign, but finally broke through and got the win by inches over Ryan Sieg at Texas Motor Speedway. So that is a shot of momentum that he and that team needs for sure. Now, we mentioned Parker Kligerman slid through his pit box and had to back the car up to get into his box before they could work on the pit stop. For more on that, here's Paul Small.
And they actually came in a second time with some of the other cars that were down a lap, and that is really going to kill the track position for this Spike Light Coolers number 48 car.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. How about the talent of the kid at the front of the field? And Dave, I'll let you weigh in on this one. We talk about him all the time, the kid from Menlo Park, California, 19-year-old Jesse Love. It's just a matter of time before we talk about Jesse as a regular winner on the Xfinity Series level.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and not a lot more time, Jeff, before we start talking about him as a regular winner at the NASCAR Cup Series level. If you want to jump on the Jesse Love bandwagon, you better move quickly because it's getting awfully crowded. You can look at this kid and you can just look ahead 5 years and say he is going to be one of the big, big names in this sport.
I agree, 100%. He is highly talented, and he's a cool kid, to say the least, knows how to handle himself when the cameras, microphones, and media are all around as well. Just got the one-to-go signal here at the start-finish line. The drivers get the opportunity now to choose which lane they want to restart in, whether it be inside or out. That means one thing. The field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
And after the choose, I think we're going to see the crossover move pulled here. Alex, Jesse Love electing to start outside row one. His teammate Austin Hill will slide into the inside row one. More than likely, Jesse will cross over once he takes the green flag, or will he? We'll find out here in a moment. Chandler Smith, Ryan Truex, lineup 3-4. The rest of the top 10, Taylor Gray, Cole Custer, A.J. Allmendinger, Sheldon Creed from the back of the field all the way to 8th. Shane Van Gisbergen, solid run already early. He's 9th, and Brandon Jones at the moment completes the top 10.
Yeah, so Brandon Jones from the mid-pack starting spot, been able to get a good run on that opening stage under green. Good pit stop, finds himself now inside the top 10 as the field works over into turn number 4 behind the pace car, driven by Jason Brownlow here. All season long for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, hoping to get back under the green flag here in about another, 800, maybe 1,000 yards.
And that's because they just worked off turn number 4. Now they'll make their way back through the tri-oval. The start-finish line not in the center of the tri-oval. As a matter of fact, it's all the way to the right end of the tri-oval going off into turn number 1. The field now making its way to the Geico restart zone under the control of Jesse Love.
Here they come. Green flag back in the air as Jesse Love gets back on the throttle. He's got a push in the back courtesy of Chandler Smith. Inside lane is led by Austin Hill as they race to turn 1.
They're going to go side by side into the 33 degree banking of turn 1. Austin Hill, by just a bumper on the inside, will show the way. Jesse Love trying to rally back in the outside. Second row hung back a little bit. Not a lot of drafting help for either of the front row runners.
Jesse Love going way at the banking, coming out of 2, and now the draft forms behind him. Hill will lead the lane down low. You've got Jesse Love leading the lane topside. Brandon Jones gets shuffled to the middle. Mid-pack, they are still wheel-to-wheel for the lead.
First lap back in stage number 2. We're already 3 wide, further back through the field, outside the top 10 right there, down low. It is Austin Hill. He is pulled away. Ryan Truex there with him, along with Cole Custer side-by-side for third.
That is your top 3 on lap number 31. Let's hear from Justin Allgaier, who has just come from the care center.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier has been released from the care center after a crash in the close of stage number 1. Big hit for you. Are you okay? And what happened?
Yeah, I'm fine. Unfortunately, the car is not. But, proud of everybody at Junior Motorsports and,
and everybody that works on the 7 team. I mean, obviously our Brent professional agriculture soybean car was really, really fast, and we were able to manage our way up to a good position and going to get some stage points and nothing really to show for it. So not only do I hate it that we didn't get any points, but you know, obviously being part of the Dash for Cash, you want to go out there and have a great day and try to win the race. But you know, I got 3 Junior Motorsports teammates. Hopefully one of those guys can get in victory lane and go have a good solid afternoon. We're just going to be doing it from back here instead of out there on the racetrack.
That's Justin Allgaier. He'll have to say goodbye to that $100,000 bonus as he is out of the race early at Talladega.
Yeah, he is, and that's an unfortunate one for Justin Allgaier. The other 3 drivers still in the race are his teammate Sam Mayer. You've also got Ryan Sieg and A.J. Allmendinger, the 3 now eligible for the $100,000 bonus from Xfinity in the Dash for Cash. Whoever finishes the highest of those 3 drivers will earn that $100,000.
Now it is Austin Hill at the front of the field, but for how long, Mike Bagley? Because here comes the General.
Side by side for the lead. The General down low. 3 wide, 3rd on back. Hill's going to start throwing blocks. He'll dip down in front of Truex in the middle. Custer fades on the bottom. Hill still leads topside.
Last time by, Ryan Truex dropped down from that top lane to pick up his teammate and Chandler Smith in that middle lane. It is forming up. 6 drivers right there in the middle, keeping it even here for 2nd on back.
But Austin Hill is the lone car out front at the moment. He's got a Hornet's Nest behind him, and somebody's about to tap it with a stick. Here is Austin Hill. He'll go from the outside lane, drop to the middle, put the block on there, and weave back to the outside.
Boy, he's got a big job on his hands trying to block all 3 lanes at the same time. For the moment, he'll run dead center on the banking in front of the Ryan Truex machine. He'll slide up the banking in front of Jesse Love. Down low, here comes Cole Custer.
Cole Custer inches back to the bottom. Truex tried to throw the block, and he couldn't do it. So it's Custer on the bottom. Truex in the middle. Jesse Love topside. 3 wide battle for 2nd. Now Custer will fade just a tad.
Derek Nealon's a spotter for Austin Hill. They are working hard on the radio to try to keep their driver out in front. This time, though, it is Ryan Truex with the advantage coming up through the middle part of the racetrack. Sticks the nose of that Toyota up there. 3 wide for the top spot.
3 wide for 8 rows deep. It's on here at Talladega. Cole Custer on the bottom, inches out front. Will he be at the start-finish line? He will. Cole Custer will lead behind them, Dave, 3 wide, row after row after row.
It is deep and dense at the front of the pack. 3 wide from 2nd place down to about 21st or 22nd, all chasing Cole Custer.
Custer dips to the middle. Now he swings back to the outside. Now he's back to the middle. Now Custer's on the bottom. He's trying to block them all. Here he goes back to the middle, trying to keep everybody in the rear view, but Hill now will change lanes and power to the outside.
Austin Hill with a monster run on the top side. His teammate Jesse Love about a car length off his back deck lid, but down in the middle, it is Ryan Truex. He is leaning hard down to the inside, trying to get that side draft off Ryan Sieg.
As Cole Custer again goes from the bottom to the top, now back down to the middle. Cole Custer using every piece of asphalt here at the front of the field, just trying to keep this snarling pack of Xfinity drivers behind him.
Bobbing and weaving like a middleweight boxer right now is Cole Custer, but he's going to have to pick a lane because they've got him lined up. To the inside goes Sieg. To the middle lane goes Truex. Sieg goes to the lead by a nose.
And he's got drafting help from Riley Herbst right behind him. Speaking of Ryan Sieg on the bottom. But here comes Truex right at the middle. He's got drafting help from Sheldon Creed while Custer gets it from Austin Hill.
Cole Custer gets that push up on the top side. Back to the bottom again for Ryan Sieg. A pair of Fords out front. Sieg bottom lane. It is Cole Custer top lane. Now he'll slide across the nose of Ryan Truex in the middle lane.
So you've got Cole Custer. He is in the middle lane. Ryan Sieg on the bottom. They go 1-2 side by side. Behind them, they are 3 wide. You've got Riley Herbst. You've got Sheldon Creed. You've got Austin Hill. But the battle continues at the front of the field for the lead.
Just spectacular racing at the front of the pack. For the moment, it is Cole Custer. But Ryan Sieg reorganizing that low lane. Big time drafting help from Riley Herbst. Here comes Sieg on the bottom.
And for the first time this afternoon, Austin Hill will fade out of the top 5, at least for that portion of the racetrack. All eyes on the battle for the lead. But between Ryan Sieg and Custer. Sieg will have it by a fender in three.
This is the type of racing that fans come to Talladega for. Three wide from third on back through the field up front. Cole Custer is able to slide up the front across the nose of his teammate and Riley Hurst. There out front now is Ryan Sieg who slides up to the top spot.
Not a surprise to see Ryan Sieg, the Georgia native, at the front of the field here at Talladega. He's got more top five finishes at this track than he does any place else. Right now, he's got the lead.
He finished about an inch from his first career victory last weekend in Texas. Not taking any chances right now. He's away by a car length, and that's the biggest lead anybody's had here in the second stage so far.
Now as he pulls away, he'll leave Riley Herbst to race side by side with his teammate Cole Custer as Sieg slides up and throws the block on Custer. Now here's Sieg. He'll pull back down in front of Riley Herbst as Austin Hill powers high in three.
Austin Hill with a great run going into turn number three. Picks up a couple of positions up there, sliding up towards the front, but back in the middle, Cole Custer. He'll slide up, gets the side draft off of Austin Hill. Three wide for second.
Riley Herbst to the inside, Austin Hill to the outside. That is the battle for second, and it's three wide all the way back from there to the outside. Austin Hill is there, and Dave, he looks in the mirror. His teammate, Jesse Love, right there. The two of them locked together since we dropped the green flag.
No matter where you look, there's competition on this racetrack right now. Ryan Sieg has got the best seat in the house because they're all in the rearview mirror as he exits to the back straightaway.
You got Riley Herbst in his rearview mirror, and Anthony Alfredo has cracked his way into the top five. Now here's Sieg. He'll slide up and take Herbst with him, slide across the nose of Custer and Hill as they continue to power in the high lane.
That lane up on the top side continues to grow more and more. Ryan Sieg slides down, blocks the advances of Ryan Truex in the middle lane. He'll slide back up, coming off of turn number four. Gives Sieg the advantage side by side for second.
Excellent work by the driver Ryan Sieg and his veteran spotter Tim Fedewa out of the state of Michigan as he controls him and directs him where to go bottom to top. They've got the lead with 11 laps to go in stage number two.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall we dance? The